Hey, you guys, this is Christy Young. Welcome to Bite Size Apologetics, where we pursue the truth one bite at a time. Alrighty, hey, you guys, this is Christy Young with Bite Size Apologetics. I'm excited. The next five videos, we are going to dive into why we can trust the Bible as trustworthy. Why is it reliable? And I'm excited to succinctly aim to cover the top five reasons that I believe that the Bible is trustworthy. In the previous video, we talked about how Peter in 1 Peter 3:15 tells us that we should honor Christ the Lord as holy, and one of the ways we can do that is by being prepared to make a defense for the hope that we have, for the reason for the hope that we have. And so my aim is to do that succinctly and to use an acronym, T-R-U-T-H. We're going to learn this, and I'm going to say it at the beginning of every one of these episodes. The Bible is truth. So that's T-R-U-T-H. The Bible is trustworthy because it is based upon the testimony of eyewitnesses. R, it is a collection of reliable manuscripts. U, it underscores fulfilled prophecy. T, it is theologically consistent. And H, it's supported by historical evidence. And each one of these videos, we are going to try to dive in to each one of those topics, but do it succinctly and in a way that it's not overwhelming in information. So in the hopes that this can just give us some more pegs for our brain and for us to be able to engage in conversation with others in the culture. Okay, and the inspiration for my answer comes from 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 through 21. For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, and the voice was borne to him by the majestic glory, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased," we ourselves heard this very voice born from heaven, for we were with him on the holy mountain. And we have the prophetic word more fully confirmed, to which you will do well to pay attention, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts, knowing this, first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. So can I tell y'all, in this passage, I'm going to just make, I think, three quick points. The first is in verse 16. This letter is written by Peter, who was an apostle of Jesus, walked with Christ during his earthly ministry, saw him, saw the miracles he performed, watched him teach, and then was a witness to his death and resurrection. And then, so in verse 16, Peter says, we did not follow cleverly devised myths. We weren't following mythology. This is not a fantasy tale. But we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus because we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. And that means he saw with his own eyes. That's the claim he's making, that he saw with his own eyes Jesus as he was transfigured. This is talking about the transfiguration where he was privy to watching Jesus and Elijah and Moses, and he saw Jesus be transformed on this mountain. And he heard God say, "This is my beloved Son with whom I'm well pleased." So Peter is saying, I saw this with my own eyes. I witnessed this. I saw Jesus be transformed. I saw Elijah. I saw Moses, guys who had been dead for a long time. I saw them with my own eyes. I'm not making this up. This is not mythology and this is not a fairy tale. I am literally telling you my eyewitness account of what I saw with my own eyes. And then he says, and then if that's not enough, in verse 19, he said, in addition, we have the prophetic word more fully confirmed, to which you will do well to pay attention. And so he, as a lamp that's shining to light our path, and it's shining in a dark place. Here he's saying that, so if you don't believe me, if you don't believe that I saw these things, let me tell you, we have prophecy that was recorded hundreds of years before events occurred, that now we are eyewitnesses to these events as they are taking place in the fulfillment of prophecy that was prophesied hundreds of years before the actual event takes place. And so Peter's saying that we are witnesses to the actual event that is in fulfillment of prophecy that was written and is contained in the Old Testament. And then he finally says, that no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were borne along or carried along by the Holy Spirit. So he's saying that none of what is contained in the Word of God is there because of the will of man. It is there because God's Holy Spirit has carried men along and has given them the words to speak and the words to pen. So this is exciting news, you guys. I'm trying to show you the evidence for the veracity of Scripture. Veracity means truthfulness, the truthfulness of Scripture. And I want to show you that it's trustworthy and that you can trust that what it contains is true. Alrighty, so remember, the Bible is truth. T-R-U-T-H. The Bible is trustworthy because it is based upon the testimony of eyewitnesses, is a collection of reliable manuscripts, it underscores fulfilled prophecy, it's theologically consistent, and supported by historical evidence. See you next time. Alrighty, you guys, thanks so much for watching. Please share these videos and like and subscribe to the channel because it helps support the ministry so that we can continue to create content.